brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of WZIP Sports Power Talk Overtime. I'm your host, Alex Henry, and today we have a special guest who's made waves in the world of wrestling. Join me as we dive into the journey of three-time state wrestling champion Jaden McKenney and explore the grit, determination, and triumphs that define her incredible career. Jaden, your wrestling journey has been truly remarkable. What ignited your passion for wrestling?
Well, I've been around the mat my whole life. I was literally on the corner of the mat in a baby carrier when my dad was coaching Coventry. And then when I was about 3 or 4, I was told my dad, I want to go wrestle. And he's like, I don't really know any girls that wrestle, but he wasn't against it, so he bought my shoes and a little headgear and threw me out there, and then I've stuck with it ever since.
Did you start wrestling at Coventry?
No, God, no. That's our rival school. I started wrestling at Manchester, so our youth club.
Very good. Outside of, like, being on the mat, would you say that's your earliest moment that you could remember in wrestling, like being with your dad there? Or can you remember something even earlier than that?
I would say just going and watching all the boys at youth practice when I was little. I would always just run around on the mats and kind of just mess with them a little bit, like choke my dad while he's trying to show moves and stuff. That's probably my earliest memory.
And you're kind of an outdoor kind of girl, right? You kind of like to do the not-so-norm thing that you would think a girl would do, correct?
Yeah, I'm definitely not very girly. I grew up on dirt bikes, climbing trees, getting muddy, playing football, soccer. So definitely a little bit of a tomboy.
And you still did other sports in high school outside of wrestling, correct?
Yeah, I played soccer, but I wasn't really great at it. But it's the only sport that I can play with my friends. So it was pretty fun.
Let's kind of get into this past season.
All right.
Because you have a long career. talk about that whole career, we'll be here all night. Let's kind of start with the Ironman tournament. Very big tournament, not just in the state of Ohio, but the whole country.
Yeah.
I remember the Ironman and how stressed I was. Rare defeat there at the Ironman. Kind of talk about your mindset. I want to know what your mindset was before that match, and I want to know what it kind of was like after.
Yeah, so I went into that tournament undefeated as of last year. That's the first tournament of my whole season, so it was kind of rough. I was coming off an injury from soccer. I guess my mind space, my mental state wasn't the best, but I was ready to go. I was obviously nervous. It's one of the biggest tournaments in the country. And I knew I had this really good girl from Blair, and she was on the opposite side of the bracket, so kind of just blew by my side of the bracket with ease, and I caught her in the finals. It was pretty close. I had some illegal moves that happened and cost me a couple points. The loss kind of just upset me, but I didn't freak out or anything. Like, a loss just reminds you what it feels like to win, so just took that loss with grace and then just went and competed in my normal season, and we're searching for the third high school state title, so.
Do we think, your opinion, was it really an illegal move?
I did for the head, so yeah, my foot kind of just crossed up and then they called and I was like, dang, because she just kept catching my ankles. It was unfortunate, but I think if I would have wrestled her later in the season, I think it would have been a different match.
So what specific adjustments did you make in your training or your mindset after the women's Ironman tournament to transition into the rest of the season?
So we knew we weren't going to catch a girl like the Blair girl again till like at least districts, regionals, states, obviously. So my coach worked a lot on not foring the head. We're working on some, what are you going to do if you're up, we're body locking, and then we're throwing our legs down and trying to do anything that's just keeping the girls off our legs. Usually girls never shoot on me because they're a little scared what happens, but the mental state, I was kind of fine after it. It didn't really bother me, but my coach got the Iron Man bracelet and didn't take it off until the state finals after we won. He said, I've been waiting all year to cut this off. And so it, like, reminded him of my only loss.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, how would you – I didn't have this written down, but how would you kind of describe your style of wrestling? You know, you talk about how people don't want to shoot on you, so are you more of a defensive wrestler?
Yeah, I'm definitely a defensive wrestler, but – I'm obviously aggressive. I'm a lot more aggressive than a lot of the other girls, which kind of coaches like to say, like, on secret chat rooms, are like, oh, my God, she wrestles like a boy. You better. They've said some awful things because I'm more of an aggressor, I'd say. I like to push the pace of the match, get everything going. I'm definitely a leg wrestler, but defensive wrestler, that's like the main title, I'd say.
Winning a state title, got to be an incredible moment, very emotional, especially with your father. Mm-hmm. He coaches there, and he could share that with you. Can you describe what's going through your mind and your heart during that final match, securing the win there at state?
Well, I walked out of the tunnel, and it was kind of just a sad moment, like knowing this is my last ever match in high school, especially with my dad and Coach Cintron in my corner, so I obviously wanted to make it memorable, wanted to go out winning a third state title. So I tried not to let all the sadness in and just try to do my best and win the match, and I did. And then when I stood up and finally hugged my dad and Cintron, there were little tears shed. But at the end of the night, we were just happy to go out on the third state title, and there's no feeling like that in the world.
So you came out with the adaptation of the villain.
Yeah.
Persona going into state, and I thought that was really intriguing. How did you embrace this mindset, and how do you think it impacted your performance in the tournament?
So everyone wants to see a two-time state champ fall, so everyone's looking like, who's going to beat her? That's the whole point of the state tournament, who's going to be the one to knock her off, and that's where the villain came about. I am, like, not loved in the wrestling world, so I always get ranked, like, second or third, or I don't get talked about a lot, so my coach came up with the phrase, the villain, just because everyone wants to see you fail, but in the end, you take over.
How planned was that? How, in terms of advance, was this, like, 24 hours, night before, let's get a shirt press and put villain on, or was this kind of something you thought about in camp?
No, I had that. So, villain was a thing last year. We had shirts last year and everything, but this year, it's more prominent and known. Like, everyone knew about it. Like, oh, where do you buy those villain shirts? Like, are you going to start selling those and stuff? And we're like, maybe we'll let you know. It's kind of just a thing that we did.
Clearly, you went in as the villain. Kind of talk to me through your process. I have down, and I'll be honest. I asked before this podcast even. I said, is it true? 4 first period pins in state. I mean, am I reading this right? Did I watch these matches right? Or is that really what happened?
Yeah, that's
it is what
right.
happened.
Yeah.
So kind of talk to me what's going on. And you talked about, you know, calling yourself the villain. How much pressure was on yourself, whether you think there was or wasn't? Like, what really did that moment kind of feel like?
Like, I go in there with, like, a heavy chest. Like, I just can't breathe at all. And the nerves, like, you will never experience nerves like that walking out of a tunnel. Like, it doesn't matter if it's your finals match or your first match. Especially being a 2-time state champ, you don't want to fall. Everyone's coming to knock you down. So you just got to hold your place. And I feel like walking in there as a state champ, the nerves are just a little higher than everyone else's. But I just try to block it all out and just literally, like, I'm ready to run through walls at the state tournament. It was hard to get there mentally, but my coach works a lot on that with me. Literally just be ready to run through walls. Like, we're taking heads. That's what he said.
Are you able to, like, with your coaches, kind of, like, humble yourself throughout in between matches? You know, you get first round pin, get another first round pin, get another first round pin. How are you kind of able to reset in between those matches?
My coach always says, he's like, okay, that was your first match. We got 3 more. It's always a countdown. And he doesn't let me look ahead of the bracket. It's just we're always just focusing on the next match. We're not we're not looking to the finals. We're just focusing on the next match. And I think that keeps me in check. And it kind of helps my nerves a little bit because I'm not worried about, oh, I'm going to have this next girl. She's ranked whatever. He, like, really helps me just not freak out.
Absolutely. Again, you're listening to SBT Overtime. I'm your host, Alex Henry, with Jaden McKenney. Jaden, throughout your wrestling career, how has your relationship with your father, who's also been your coach, influenced your growth as an athlete and as a person?
Not gonna lie, we bang heads all the time. I think anyone who's had a dad as their coach has gone through lots of struggles. I mean, you live with them. He's telling you what to eat and what to do. And I know his dad was his coach as well, and they kind of struggled. And he liked to use his dad's philosophy on me. But as a girl, it obviously didn't work, so he had to change throughout the years. And these past 2 years, he's definitely been a lot better, kind of just like taking it back and not being as overbearing as he once was. And he is just, I'm happy to have him in my corner all the time. I mean, he's been my coach since I was obviously 4 years old. And we've done a lot of growing together. At the end of the day, I wouldn't want anyone else in my corner.
You guys got mats in the garage, mats in the basement.
Yeah, I have a mat in the basement.
And been practicing for, how long has that mat been in there? It's been there. Was it there before you were born? You said.
No, I think I got it when I was like 6 or 7. So it's been there for a little while.
Practicing for a while then, yeah. Huh? And also you talk about weight. I mean, that does, to me, in my head, I would have loved to have somebody at the house, you know, because, you know, my parents paid for my food growing up. I'm 10 years old. I can't, you know, like go out and get my own meal, you know, so it's kind of got to be an interesting dynamic when he's like, oh, Jaden, you know, maybe grilled chicken and rice tonight, you know?
Yeah. It makes me really mad. Like, okay, on our way to Oklahoma, I think I was trying to get to 90 pounds, and he has the philosophy of, okay, we're all going to suffer and not eat in the car. I was like, okay. So I was surviving on tangerines, whatever, barely living. And I was also in the worst mood of my life. And he comes out of the gas station. He's in there for quite a while with pizza sauce all over his face. And I was like, what is that on your face? What are you talking about? Is that pizza sauce on your face? In fact, it was. And we fought a lot. And he's like, I couldn't help myself anymore. I was starving. But he's gotten better at that. And I haven't had to cut a lot this past 2 years. So it's been more calm at home. So thankful for that.
Well, yeah, with maturity in the sport, you kind of worry about that even more than, you know, when you would have when maybe you were middle school-esque. Yeah. And you're like, well, come on, I want to eat, you know, McDonald's or whatever that might be. Very interesting dynamic. Is he the one you threw? You win the state championship.
Yeah, I threw both of my coaches, but I think my dad got the worst of it. He got lat dropped pretty hard.
Nice lat drop. Very cool. As a successful female wrestler, you've broken barriers in a traditionally male-dominated sport. How do you hope that your achievements will inspire other girls to pursue their dreams?
Well, just hearing all these little girls come up to me, whether it's like at my hometown youth room or just throughout tournaments, saying, you know, I've watched you and I quit basketball to come wrestle because I want to be just like you. And I just never thought that would happen because I had no one to look up to when I was little. I'm like, I guess considered one of the OGs of Ohio women's wrestling. And I just love seeing all the young girls in the room going at it with the boys, usually kicking their butts. And I love to see it. And I just hope someday in the future our high school team will have their own girls team. And hopefully one day I could come back and coach them to a state title. But I just love all the growth. And I just hope Manchester picks up on it a little bit more.
Yeah, so talk to me about that, because I'm positive that you're more versed in it than me, but women's wrestling in the state of Ohio and just across the country, I saw it's growing. It's like the number one growing female sport that you can do in, I think, all around, not just high school, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't always been that way. You're right. I mean, you're not even that much younger than I am, yet I know it's like, yeah, there was like no girls wrestling growing up. So that kind of challenge, like, what do you think changed in girls, not just like you specifically, but alike, to where the sport is elevating?
I think seeing like Olivia Shore going to the boys' state tournament and placing and just like making history, and everyone's eye was on her. It doesn't matter anyone else at the state tournament. All the eyes are on the girl that's there. And it just kind of started picking up around everywhere, like, oh my gosh, I want to wrestle. Does my school have a team? And that kind of shied girls away because they didn't want to wrestle boys. Just the growth, it just happened so fast. It's not even like it's televised, or there was not even a lot of collegiate teams that were wrestling. So it was just a weird pickup that took place, and it's still growing.
What would you tell somebody that's a girl that's considering maybe female wrestling?
I'd say don't let the boys scare you away. Obviously, they're going to talk their trash, and maybe at your school, they're not going to have a women's team. But I'm sure the coaches would love to have you there. I remember going into every youth room and being scared that the coaches didn't want me there, or they didn't respect me in general. But they just love the growth of women's sports. I know every coach I talk to is like, oh, the women that are doing these sports are just incredible. All these women wrestlers, they would tear up half of my boys. And I'd say quit basketball and wrestle, because it's unlike anything in the world.
You definitely are going to learn more than wrestling than you will in basketball.
Exactly.
But also, shout out to the girls in basketball.
It's
growing everywhere, right?
Yes.
We need some of that in the wrestling world now.
Yes. Where's our Caitlin Clark?
Where's our Caitlin Clark? You can be our Caitlin Clark.
I wish.
Looking ahead, what legacy do you aspire to leave in the world of wrestling? What do you want your impact to be?
I feel like my impact would be more locally. I would obviously love to just like create a movement across the United States. I know with this film that I'm in, this documentary series, a lot of young girls, I mean, literally everyone is going to see this film, and I just hope that the movement is worldwide, kind of just not, it's not a personal legacy, it's just like all around, just like women's wrestling legacy in general, like the state tournament, just I want someone to be there like, oh, I just came to watch the girls wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. I'm not anyone, like, special, so I don't think I'm going to have, like, a legacy. So I can't really say that. I don't know.
Kind of talk about that documentary.
Yeah, so I've been filmed for the past 3 years from a local team out in Cleveland. And they have, like, 5 girls that they're filming, and they filmed from the sport when it was unsanctioned and we were just wrestling in some high school gym for our state tournament, to the first girls' state tournament at the SHOT. And just kind of showing literally the vast growth of women's wrestling over those 2 years, to the point where we're wrestling in the SHOT next to the boys during our state finals. And they filmed practices, they filmed defeats, they filmed injuries, they filmed literally everything. They filmed your home life and literally your whole wrestling career and outside life is documented, and the world's going to see it, I guess.
So how was it getting followed around with a camera? I've never been – I'm usually the person following people with a camera. How is it kind of getting followed around? You know, was there ever like, I don't want this being filmed right now kind of moment?
Well, I'm, like, really awkward in general. I can't speak, obviously, like these people are hearing. I'm not very sociable. I mean, kind of just – I like to be by myself. I'm a little bit of a loner. Like, I don't have a lot of friends at the tournaments and stuff I go to, but everyone – like, I'm literally followed with a camera crew of, like, 15 people, especially at the state tournament. And everyone kind of just, like, looks their head and gives a little – what is that for? Whatever. And it obviously draws attention to me, which is another reason for the villain. So unlike any experience I've ever had, and probably will never have one like that again, but it was really special and I enjoyed it.
And that's close to coming out, correct?
Yeah, I think it's going to come out this summer, fall, early fall.
Wow. So, that's exciting. We'll definitely have to be on the look for that. And I'm not sure, but I believe you're a wrestling fan, not just wrestling, like professional wrestling. Is this correct?
I am. It's pretty fun. I enjoy watching it.
Are you following right now? Are we watching Raw tonight?
I wasn't planning on it, but I might. I always see the highlight reels and stuff.
So you kind of, because I saw the picture where you had the tribal chief. What's it called? Yeah. I'm not even sure what it's called.
It has a weird name, and I don't want to mess it up. But it was Roman Reigns.
Yeah, just the thing. I don't know what it is. The necklace, though.
Yeah.
Did you watch wrestling as a kid?
Yeah, all the time. That was, like, at its peak when John Cena was there, and he was beating up Roman Reigns, and we had, like, Natalya, and we had Stone Cold. It was great.
So
I loved it.
You think that, like, kind of, as, like, a younger child got you to want to do, you know, Greco-Roman wrestling, or, like, freestyle, regular wrestling?
It, like, definitely helped me have a persona. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of just watching them at their acts and just be, like, all, like, big and tough, I kind of was like, oh, I think I should start hyping up myself up like that, and maybe I win some more matches. But I've always been interested in, like, maybe becoming a diva or something like that. I think it'd be so fun, but I've always loved WWE. It's a blast.
Very cool. Lastly, beyond wrestling, what would you say are just the biggest lessons that you've learned so far that you kind of would want to share to somebody listening?
Just don't be afraid to try anything. As, like, I'm going out to wrestle, I'm scared, go do it. Like, if you don't want to do something, you got to go do it. That's what my coach says every day. Oh, you don't want to go run 2 miles? You better go do it. Don't want to sit in the ice bath? Go do it. Don't want to eat right? Go do it. So just whatever you don't want to do, go do it. Or just don't be afraid.
Very good advice. Well, thank you, Jaden, for joining me today. And that's going to wrap up another thrilling episode of WZIP Sports Power Talk Overtime. Huge thank you to our guest, Jaden McKenney, for sharing her inspiring story with us. Remember to stay tuned for more SPT Overtime. And until next time, keep chasing your dreams and never underestimate the power of perseverance. This is Alex Henry, signing off.